Authorities in India are investigating the murders of 5 men and a cow. It is the murder of the 5 men that makes the story compelling here, but it is the death of the cow that sparked the violence. The 5 men were Dalits, or untouchables. They made their living collecting and selling animal hides. They allegedly skinned the cow, India's most sacred animal, before it was dead. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that a mob of villagers then killed them.
The Dolena Police substation sits on a busy but isolated stretch of road, about an hour from the capital, New Delhi. 2 small rooms for the men working here, plus a cell for prisoners. The 5 Dalits were brought here one night, late last month, after some local villagers accused them of skinning the cow alive. When word of the men's detention spread, Head Constable Dharamveer says a mob quickly converged on the station.
They started shouting, "Kill the murderers of Mother Cow," and then they dragged them out and beat them on the road. And after the men were dead, the mob set them on fire.
Dried pools of blood on the road show where the men fell. Charges were filed almost immediately against the victims for violating the Cow Protection Act. And an autopsy was performed on the cow.
The travesty of the whole situation is that the people who died are the only ones who've been charged.
Ravi Nair is with the South Asian Human Rights Documentation Center in New Delhi.
The police officials who were in connivance with the lynch mob, they've only been transferred to other places. None of them have been arrested. A case has been registered under the Cow Protection Act, but no case of murder against the mob tears has been done. So much for the rule of law when it comes to people who belong to what many of the upper caste Hindus think of as lesser people.
People whose jobs for centuries have been to perform the odious and religiously impure tasks the upper castes want no part of, like skinning animals or cleaning toilets. The brutal murders of the 5 Dalits, or untouchables, has created an uproar here, with many leading newspaper editorials condemning the grisly act. But that condemnation has not been universal. Giriraj Kishore, the vice president of the conservative Hindu religious group the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, has suggested the killings may have been justified, that the life of a cow is more precious than that of a human being. It may be tempting to dismiss such statements as what one editorial referred to as the ranting and raving of the lunatic fringe, but it would not reflect reality. The police station, where the lynching occurred, is plainly visible from a farm just down the road, where the owner, Anil, is pumping water into a fish pond. The workers here say they have no knowledge of what went on that night. We were sleeping, they explain, and didn't hear anything. The owner says if the Dalits did skin the animal before it was dead, they deserved their fate.
The guy to Hindu ki maa ke saman hai, mother.
A cow is considered a mother to the Hindus. We consider her an image of God. If the Dalits were skinning a live cow, then what the people did was right. If they had waited for courts to punish the Dalits, the case would have taken 10 or 20 years to resolve. The mob settled it quicker.
His foreman and the other workers nod in agreement. It's wrong to kill a person, says the foreman, but skinning a cow, he said, is also wrong. In the nearby village of Aklimpur, the 26-year-old widow of one of the victims is surrounded by friends and neighbors in her modest dirt floor home. The widow Sunila wonders how she will now feed her children and doesn't believe the official version of events. She and the relatives of several others say the men were killed by the police after refusing to pay a bribe. The police, they say, then concocted the story of the mob to cover up their crime. Either way, justice will be slow, if it comes at all, especially for Dalits, or untouchables, at the bottom of this largely Hindu-dominated society. The widow Sunila says she'll give the authorities a chance to find and punish those responsible. If they don't, she says, she will abandon Hinduism and convert to a religion in which caste plays no role.
If this is the way this religion functions, then I want no part of it. If the Central Bureau of Investigation conducts a proper inquiry, then I will be satisfied. If not, and if this is the way this religion works, then I will have to convert.
Sunila's brother-in-law says he will not be converting. Not all Hindus are the same, he says. Not all Hindus would behave like this. I am also a Hindu and will remain one, he says. But the caste differences that allow such things to happen, this, he says, I still cannot understand. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.